Welcome back to the Exceptional Sales Letter Podcast. This is Darren Mitchell, and welcome also to a brand new week. As of today, today is Monday, the 25th of May, 2020, and as we stand here today, there's a few more restrictions that certainly in Victoria have been lifted as we come out of this pandemic around COVID-19, and I trust wherever you are, things are starting to at least get back to some level of normalcy as well. So in today's episode, I wanted to talk about a topic that I often get asked about, whether it be one-on-one or certainly in workshops that I run, and that is from leaders who have some challenges around their productivity, and many of them call it their time management. Now, I do a lot of time management programs for a lot of organizations, and it's interesting that people have this fixation with managing time, and one of the first questions I ask them up front is, can you actually manage time? And it's a bit of a fallacy, a bit of a throwaway line, but it's actually true when you think about it that time in and of itself cannot be managed because time will just continue to tick. The challenge for us is how do we manage the priorities or the things we must do within the time we have allocated to us. Now, whether that be a day, a week, a month, whatever it is, we have a certain amount of time that every single person on the planet has the same amount of. And it's how we choose to use that time in the most effective way that will ultimately determine the results we get, as well as directly impact the results that our team get. Now, I think I've mentioned on a few podcasts, and if I haven't, I apologize, but I've certainly mentioned it to teams before, and that is each of us have 86,400 seconds available to us every single day. Now, a lot of people don't think about that. They don't think about it necessarily in terms of seconds, but if you break it down into 15-minute increments, that equates to 96 15-minute increments available to us every single day. Now, I'm just wondering how often you stop to think about how well you use those 15-minute increments throughout your day, and are you being effective, and how many times do you find yourself just killing time, waiting for something to happen, waiting for a meeting to come around, waiting for a response that you get from a customer, waiting for a response from an executive, etc. So we've only got 15-minute increments times 96 per day. So from a productivity point of view, it's really important that we utilize as well as possible and as much as possible all of those 15-minute increments that we do have available to us. So what I wanted to do today is just share a couple of challenges that a lot of sales leaders particularly share with me in relation to their productivity and managing quote-unquote time, but also some ideas that have helped them, and hopefully it might help you as well. And if it does help you, then please pass it on to your team and get them to implement these as well. And look, if you're already doing these, then kudos to you. Keep doing it because obviously it is working. If you haven't done these or you're not doing these, then just give it some consideration. I'll just put my teeth back in because I'm starting to stumble over my words. Must be because it's Monday morning. Give some consideration to these things and see how you can put them into practice, and then give yourself some time to measure the productivity or the effectiveness of these strategies to see whether it's worthwhile implementing for you over a longer term. My experience is once you implement these and you dedicate and be disciplined around execution against these strategies, then you're more than likely to want to continue to do them because there are definite productivity gains to be had in these areas. So let's talk about the challenges. And one of the first ones that I get a lot is, man, I've got so many back-to-back meetings and my diary completely gets chockers full of appointments and things that I'm always expected to go to. Now, one of the biggest questions I ask sales leaders in particular is, around your diary, who controls your diary? Now, a lot of people think that they have control over their diary, and yet, when you look at their diary, there are so many appointments that are placed in their diary, whether it's from or by their assistant, or by their manager, or by their team, that they simply accept because they believe they need to be at that particular meeting. And if you look at their meeting, most sales leaders would have a lot of back-to-back meetings for a lot of the time throughout the week. And what a lot of sales leaders don't get or don't seem to appreciate is if they don't take 100% control over their diary, then they will be at the mercy of other people's agendas, and they will just allow other people's agendas to dictate their diary. And so one of the biggest things that I learned early on, and I now teach this to a lot of sales leaders, is to take full control over your own diary, which means you start to condition people on how to deal with you. So you don't just accept a meeting unless there are certain criteria within that meeting. So for example, any meeting that is accepted needs to also have a topic. It needs to have some context. And more than likely, you would expect it to have some form of an agenda so that you can make an educated decision as to whether you should accept that particular meeting and dedicate how many 50-minute increments to that particular meeting that you might be expected to do. And so you can make an educated choice. Too many sales letters simply, when there's a meeting that's placed in their diary, they don't even question it, they just accept it. Now, sometimes that's a hierarchical thing, sometimes that's just the cultural thing because that's just the way that business is running. But not too many leaders start to actually ask the question as to why I should be going to this meeting. So the first thing to think about is when you get a meeting request, ask the question, does it have clarity? Is there a clear topic? Is there a clear agenda? And also, is there a clear outcome or context for what that meeting is about, but more importantly, what they expect you to play in terms of the role within that meeting and what you can do in relation to that meeting. Only when you get that can you actually accept or make a decision around accepting or not or declining that particular meeting. So here's the challenge for you. If you're not getting meeting requests with that sort of detail, I challenge you to decline them. Now, what will that will do? One or two things. Number one, people will very quickly come back to you and ask you the question as to why you declined the meeting, in which case you can then have a conversation and educate them about what you're expecting in the future for you to accept meetings. Or number two, you'll get no response whatsoever. The meeting will go ahead, which also says to you, you know what? You probably didn't need to be at that meeting anyway. So part of this is to actually get back control of your own diary and be really rigid on the reasons why you should be going to meetings. And if it's not clear, ask the question. Now, the other part around meetings and diary is that if it's not in the diary, it probably won't get done. Now, this goes for meetings, but it also goes for clear tasks as well. If you're like most sales leaders, you'll have a to-do list that probably never ever gets exhausted. It probably continues to get longer and longer and longer. Now, the thing with the to-do list is very rarely do I see sales leaders in particular putting a key topic of a to-do list in their diary to allocate time for themselves to work on that particular topic. Now, this is something I learned that is really, really effective, that if I diarize something and I block out time, then not only do other people see that I'm not available at that particular time, but it gives me some structured thinking where I can focus on that particular task because it's in my diary. And even as an assistant who looks at it, they can say, well, no, Darren's not available at this particular time because he's working on this particular task. So think about what you can put into your diary, not to block out your time so nobody can get access to you, but how you can dedicate time to have really focused thinking and focused application to maximize your productivity. The other key tip before I move on to email in relation to your diary and meetings is when you're scheduling meetings, too many of us tend to schedule meetings either on the half hour or on the hour. And most meetings go for either 30 minutes or an hour. Now, if you're honest, you'll probably reflect on the meetings that you've been to recently or maybe over the last couple of years. And how many of those meetings started on time and how many of those meetings did people turn up on time? Now, one of my earlier mentors used to say to me, Darren, if you are on time for a meeting, then you are late. To be on time is to actually be early. So if a meeting starts at 9 o'clock in the morning, don't roll up at 9 o'clock and don't roll up at 9:05. Roll up at 5:09 or even better still, 9:45, so you're ready to go when the meetings are supposed to start at 9 o'clock. Now, one of the key tips to really fry people's brains here, and this is I've used this quite a lot and I've seen a lot of people get some great traction with this, is when setting meetings for your team, or certainly when setting meetings with others, send out a meeting request with all the contact stuff that we've already talked about, but also send a meeting request out for, say, 9:10 or 9:08, and have that meeting set for, say, 45 minutes. Because what that does, it actually changes people's psyche around, wow, this must be an important meeting, or it's something different. There's something curious about that. They're more likely to want to either ask a question as to why this meeting's at 9:09, but they're more likely to turn up to that meeting if they're seeing that there's a little bit of wriggle room either before or after the meeting to enable them to get to their next meeting. So one of the biggest challenges is people going from back to back to back to back to meetings, and when there's no wriggle room, no transition time, no third space to think about closing off a particular meeting and getting ready for the next meeting, people are always perpetually late. And that is a killer of productivity like nothing else. So just ask yourself the question, what can you do differently in relation to your diary? Can you change the dynamics by asking more questions around context? But also when you're setting meetings, set it for, say, 45 minutes or 35 minutes, and don't set it on the half an hour or on the hour and see what happens. I'm sure you'll be blown away by the productivity increases. Next one is email. Now, email is a fantastic tool, but unfortunately too many people use email as, they become a bit of a slave to an email, and it becomes for many organizations and for many people within organizations, the default communication. Now, I even go into organizations now and people don't even talk to each other. They simply communicate via email. Now, people have lost the art, I believe, in terms of real communication, and they tend to now default to email a little bit too much. And I'm staggered by the number of people who just religiously have their email open all day, every day, and they're at the mercy of the email that comes in. So when they see an email and they've got the notifications popping up in the right top-hand corner or the right bottom-hand corner, their eyes will actually deflect to that, and they might be working on a particular task, but as soon as their eyes move to it, their attention is drawn to it. And even if that's a microsecond, potentially they'll lose productivity based on the task they've just lost focus on. Now, if you think about how many emails you get per day, and it could be for many of you, it could be 100, 150 per day. And if you've got all those notifications coming out, particularly also with the little sound notifications, how much time is now wasted on you just simply flicking your attention from the task that's at hand to the email that's just come in. So one of the biggest tools that I've implemented with a lot of organizations now is to set specific windows throughout the day for you to look at email. And if, depending on the nature of your role and depending on how important email is to you in terms of its strategic value, you might have 2 times per day or even 3 times per day where you want to call it the half an hour of power or the hour of power, where you're only looking at email at those particular times. Now, this will do a number of things. Number one, it'll actually get you to be dedicated to email for a particular time frame each day, and that becomes consistent. So, for example, you might look at your email between 8 and 9 in the morning. You might look at it again 12:30 to 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and you might look at it, say, 5 till 6 in the afternoon. So you've got 3 times where you're going to be looking at email. And this is where you're dedicated to email. So you'll be reading things, you'll be writing emails, you'll be responding to emails. What this does, it starts to condition people on how to deal with you. And they will know that if you've got an email open for 3 windows throughout the day, they know over a period of time that that's when they can best get access to you via email. And so you now have a lot more control over your day, because unless something is absolutely critically urgent and people are just wanting to send you an email, they know that they're more likely to get a response from me in those 3 windows. So that is one of the biggest productivity hacks that a lot of sales leaders have been able to use really, really effectively in order to manage their team and to increase significantly their ability to get more stuff done, because they're not being so subservient to email throughout the day. So I challenge you as a sales leader to set aside time, specific times that work for you throughout the day, to only dedicate to email. Now, it doesn't have to be 7 hours of email, but that's just ridiculous. But it's 1 hour in the morning, maybe 1 hour in the afternoon, or half an hour, half an hour, half an hour, whatever works for you, have specific times. And just notice what happens to your level of productivity through that. Now, the next productivity tip is a concept called sprinting. Now, this comes from another mentor who is really, really effective in what he does. And he probably gets more done in 1 week than most people get done in a month, and sometimes even in 3 months. He's just so productive. And it's like, the concept is this: you diarize things, you get really clear on what you need to achieve, you turn off all of your notifications, and you stipulate a specific period of time where you are gonna dedicate to one project, one activity, one task, and you will sprint for a certain period of time and then stop. Now, for many people, For many people, the challenge is to maintain focus for more than, say, 10 minutes, 15 minutes before we get distracted. Now, as sales leaders, I think we can focus for a little bit longer than that. Now, whether it be 45 minutes or 50 minutes or 30 minutes, whatever it is for you, just test this out. So this is how it works. You put your mobile phone on airplane mode and you set your timer for, say, 50 minutes. And in those 50 minutes, you're going to be 100% dedicated to a particular project, a particular task, a particular activity. Now, it doesn't matter what that activity is, but you need to be dedicated and focused for that full 50 minutes, 100% on that task at hand. Now, as soon as the alarm goes off, you stop. And this is the key to the productivity. You stop, you get up, and you change your environment. It doesn't mean you open your email. It doesn't mean you check your voicemail. It means that for 10 minutes, you get up and you change your environment. Now, that might mean for some of you, go outside and get some fresh air. It might be you just go for a walk. It might be you actually go and turn on the TV for 5 minutes. Whatever the case might be, you do something other than that task you were focused on for 50 minutes. Now, what this does, it gives you time to refresh, re-energize, and get ready to reload. So if you've got another task, or you need to continue with the same task, guess what? You come back, you set your alarm for another 50 minutes, and you go again, another 50-minute sprint. Now, what this does, it actually pinpoints your accuracy and your focus onto one particular task, and it will, like nothing else, improve your productivity like you would not believe. So as an example, when I'm recording podcasts, I record podcasts with a microphone connected to my iPhone. And so right now I've got my phone on airplane mode and I've given myself 50 minutes to record the podcast and then edit the podcast, put the music on and then upload it to the various platforms. So give that a crack. See what happens, because I guarantee your productivity will go through the roof. And the final one is just a simple one that I use a lot. And I remember using this many years ago when I was really overwhelmed and stressed out by the rigors of sales leadership. And that is reflection time. Now, a lot of you might be thinking, oh, reflection time. Yeah, that's great. I'll do reflection on the way home. No. What I'm talking about here is dedicated, diarized reflection time. Now, call it coffee with myself, tea with me. This is a diary entry that you put into your diary. For many of you, it might be on a Friday afternoon or a Thursday night, probably not on Monday morning because you're thinking about the new week, but it's more to look at, okay, what's worked this week that I'm happy with? And what are some things that I learned this week that I can either leverage off next week or not repeat the same mistakes that I made this week next week? So this reflection time is absolutely critical for leaders. Too many leaders are too busy and their diary is too full to give themselves the time they need to reflect, rejuvenate, re-energize, and get ready to reload. So whether it's half an hour, whether it's 45 minutes, or whether it's an hour, if you can spare an hour, put an hour in your diary or put some specific time in your diary towards the end of the week where you can sit down with yourself. Now, if that means with a coffee, with a beer, whatever's, or red wine, whatever's your taste, your fancy. But the key thing is it has to be in solitude where you cannot be distracted. And again, put your phone on airplane mode and put a timer on so that you can think and reflect on what's worked this week, so you can then use that as a catalyst for planning and for increased performance in the ensuing week next week. So I trust those four things are of value. So be really careful about how you use your diary. Be really stringent on who you allow to get into your diary, but also be really focused on who you accept meetings from and drive your behavior, because if you're not in charge of your diary, somebody else will. Number two, be really careful on how you use email. Too many of us become slaves to email, and it doesn't have to be that way. So get really rigorous and really focused on the times that you will be using email and the times that you'll be responsive to email, and watch what happens to your productivity. Look at how you can incorporate sprints into your weekly agenda as well, because that you'll be able to get more done in a shorter period of time than you ever thought possible by using the sprint concept. And make sure you've got time for yourself towards the end of the week to really reflect on the things that have worked well as a leader and what you can work on and get better at in the next week. So again, greatly appreciate your listening. If I can help you with any of these, I'd love to have a conversation with you, see how I might be able to help you. Simply go to Lead with Darren, pick a time, and I'll give you a call and we can have a chat about how I may be able to help you increase your productivity, but also take your leadership to the exceptional level. And of course, if we haven't connected, jump on LinkedIn, send me a connection request, and I'll be sure to accept that. So until next time, continue to be productive, continue to be the protector of your diary, and above all, continue to be exceptional. You guys have a great week.